I'm here with Internal Conflict. Hi guys, how are you doing?
Good.
Have you played at the festival yet, or is it later?
This weekend it's 3:45, so a bit later on in the day, about another 2 hours, 2-3 hours I think. So yeah.
Which stage is that?
On the New Blood. Yeah. New Blood stage.
Awesome. Okay. So can you tell me a little bit about yourselves?
Well, we're from Leicester. You know, the band have been together a while, but we've had a bit of a lineup change about a year ago or so. Myself and Lafar recently joined the band about a year ago now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we've just essentially been writing new music, cracking on, and you know, re-establishing ourselves. Really, that's what it's about. So,
Fortunately, I've been in the band for about 7 years now.
Veteran.
I'm a veteran.
So, what kind of music do you play?
Kind of like a modern thrash metal, kind of like basic influenced by like bands like Lamb of God and Machine Head, and then new influences like pretty much everything. We like everything. Really.
Aggressive metal, yes. It's not all blast beats. There's we just try to put everything, all our influences in there, mix of it, and we just go for that aggressive metal stuff. But at the same time, we've got loads of melodies, and we've got lots of
guitar harmonies, and we love Thin Lizzy and stuff, like me and the other guitarist, so we like the harmonies and stuff, so
there's a lot of rock elements in there as well, so it's like, we want to be energetic, we're energetic people, and we just push all that into music.
Is it just the three of you?
No. There's a drummer and a guitarist. They're sorting out the gear, they're doing the other side of things. Yes.
So it should be a good crowd for you.
Hopefully.
It's so busy today.
Yes.
Busier than yesterday.
Yes, the stage on the New Blood stage this year is so much bigger than, the old Internal Conflict, kind of, we played here back in 2009.
Right.
And the stage this year for the unsigned bands is phenomenal. I mean, I really can't wait to like get on that stage, because it's just like going into it's like a smaller version of the Sophie stage this year, and I'm really, really looking forward. We're all really looking forward.
It really surprised me. I mean, I played it in 2006 in my other band, and basically it was like the beer tent, it was tiny. And then, you've seen it grow over the years, and now we've turned up and that's there. It's going to be fantastic,
Great. So, you get a good crowd.
Well,
The UK's answer to Wacken.
It is. Just a bit small.
That's good though. That's a good thing. That's the good thing about Bloodstock. I mean, instantly when you turned up yesterday, you saw there were so many more people here than there was last year in the campsite and in the arena, and that it just testament to the actual festival. It's still nice and small, but it's packed as well.
Yeah.
And it's growing as well. Year after year, it's getting a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. So
good stuff.
It's great to see so many people in the UK coming down and enjoying their metal and supporting unsigned bands as well. Because our friend Simon Hall says, hopefully the new band, the unsigned bands, are the next generation to, push.
We've got to appreciate that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's been really supportive of us. And so supportive.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff.
That's awesome. So what stage of the band that's at the moment? Have you done any recording?
We've recorded a couple of EPs over the years and stuff, but nothing's kind of come out the way we sound live has never been actually portrayed and how we actually recorded. So now it's we've actually just started recording with Simon Cliff, who's one of the compares here, and he recorded our new single
Another Day, which you can download for free off our social media,
and it's turned out really, really well. So hopefully towards the end of the year we're going to be recording a full length album and stuff.
That's the aim.
So
with a new lineup, it's slightly new sound, just an evolution of where the band were, and obviously with the new lineup and the new guys in, it just evolves, and it's just a taste of what's to come, really. And the new materials that we're putting together are sounding really good. So,
are you all involved in the writing?
Yeah.
With the new members, it's new influences.
Yeah.
And just changing the sound slightly. Yeah. It's more modern.
Just mixing the new with the old. We all like our old school, Metallica and Slayer and Pantera, but we like newer bands like Lamb of God.
While She Sleeps and stuff like that.
It's Parkway Drive and stuff. And, we don't not listen to everything. We try and just open our ears and go, if we don't like it, we won't listen to it. But a lot of the stuff we turned out, I would have never give this band a chance by the way they look, which is not really a good way to go about.
I mean, a lot of bands just get ignored by the scene they get tagged with, people keep checking out these tags and, people just dismiss them. And if you go watch them, listen to them, you're some fantastic stuff out there that people probably miss because, they just not got the image, which is kind of, you know, it's hypocritical really in a lot of ways.
Bands like ourselves, like, you can't really tie into a specific genre, any of these subgenres, so...
Pretty much everyone we speak to says we sound like a different band, which is cool, you know, I like that, that's a good thing, you know, so...
Can't be tied down to one kind of specific thing.
We didn't used to have all these genres.
No, it was just metal.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems to get a bit ridiculous.
I mean, would you really call Black Sabbath now? People would say, oh, Black Sabbath are a metal band. But you could tag them as a doom metal band, but they're not. They're Black Sabbath. They are the metal band, the original.
Yeah, pretty much, isn't it?
So who are you looking forward to seeing at the festival after you've played then? Are you staying around?
Lamb of God tonight, especially. Yeah. I mean, that's after what Randy's been through this year, you know, it's going to be an emotional gig. And then obviously with Slayer, I mean, huge fan of them, and afterward Jeff Dyne and that. I mean, tomorrow the main stage is looking excellent, so it's going to be...
Devil Driver, I mean, I saw Devil Driver back in 2007 at Download in the tent when they tried that world record attempt to a pit. And I still remember that with fond memories. So actually getting to play the same festival as a band, and Exodus as well. I mean,
Anthrax. I love those bands.
I mean, those bands are what made me want to get into metal. So
and here we are.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. Mm.
So what are the next plans after your Bloodstock show? Are you doing any more touring?
We're doing a couple of shows. Not that many, because we're going to focus on getting the album written and recording and stuff, and hopefully, and our other guitarist is actually having a child,
a baby.
So he's not going to be around for a month or two, and then towards the end of the year we're going to get back out on the road hopefully. And
it's kind of come around at a good time really. I mean, like, you know, the accumulation of everything we've done is kind of resulted in this. So then obviously with the kid coming along as well, it's, you know, we can take that little bit of time to write and, you know, real focus on what we're doing, and then next year, end of the year next year, really, you know, really crack on and, you know, just go for it.
Get in with a record then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's got some real good to show it, you know.
Yeah, get in the van and then
off we go.
That's it. Finish work, get in the van, weekend warriors.
Brilliant, man. It's much
well. Well, I hope it goes well for you, so we will look out for that.
Cool.
And good luck for later.
All right, thanks very much.
Awesome. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.